Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben Crenshaw. Good to hear you. So glad you're with us because, boy, it's going to be breezy today if you're going to go out and play a round of golf. East Honolulu, Honolulu Metro, you know, where there's a little bit more cover for you. And the Eva Plain, including Kapolei, is pretty much the same. Sunny, breezy, isolated showers in the morning. Highs between 82 and 88 degrees. The winds are northeasterly, 20 miles per hour, increasing or decreasing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon. And the chance of rain is pretty much 20%, and that goes across the board. Whether you're on the east side or in the middle of Honolulu, it doesn't matter. So we've got some pretty good-looking conditions. It's just maybe a strong wind. Those northeasterlies are going to make it feel a little bit cool as well. So tee times, yeah, we've got them. Big Island, we've got Makalei, an 842, 918. This is all at Kapolei, at Makalei. Makalei and 1050 also on the Big Island. Volcano Golf Club, there's an 832, a 924, and a 1048. Now, Kauai, we've got tee times at Poipu for you. 836, 952, 1108, and the Warriors are on the golf course. Kauai Lagoons has a 9 o'clock and a 1036. And then on Oahu, lots of tee times. The Divers are going out at Pearl at Kalaauau. There's also an 838, a 912, and an 1122. Turtle Bay, 948, 1050, 1142. Raw Hawaiian Golf Course, there's an 850, a 906, an 1136. Eva Beach has an 840, a 1010, and an 1156. And then we've got at the, Bayview, Kaneohe side, 908 and 1040. And heading to Maui, Wailea Gold Course, 830, 930, 1040. Emerald Course, 950, 918, 1108. Blue Course, 918, 1010. And Maui Nui, there's an 850, a 936, and a 1042. Okay, now you're up to date. Mark Rolfing is in the house right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does appliance repairs, maintenance, and sales. The Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your kids to play golf. The game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips in Iwilei next to Costco Gas and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And thank you so much. All right, Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, golf commentator, analyst, and host of Golf Hawaii Travel and Global Golf Adventure. He's a member of Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame and a member of DePaul University Hall of Fame. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Well, good morning, Danielle. How is everybody out in the islands today?
I think we're doing okay. You know, we're keeping an eye on that very swirling mass of air.
Bad weather headed your way, yeah.
Yeah, that stuff. But I'm sure hoping that it just sort of fizzles out. That would be wonderful. But we're watching some fantastic golf. Michael Kim, 59. How often does that happen?
Well, it's happened 16 times in history, and it's interesting. You know, they do a pretty intense rating on what the quality of the actual rounds are, and it turns out that Michael Kim's 59 was better than half of the other scores in the 50s that had ever been played, an incredible round. And what's amazing about it is you think about how active he is on social media. Everybody looks at him a little bit more like just a social media guy, and then all of a sudden – he goes out and delivers a 59.
Yeah. Oh, that's just 14 under par. That was fantastic. Now, this is the 3M Open, Blaine, Minnesota. Huge field, great looking course. What is that course like? How dangerous is it?
Well, you know, I would say it's a good golf course. It's got water, I think, on maybe 13 or 14 of the holes. It's a pretty wide open course, actually, even though there is a lot of water, but you can get in some trouble there. Scottie Scheffler had never played a practice round. The fact that he entered that tournament was a big surprise to everybody. And he showed up with no practice rounds and just went out and blistered it the opening day. That shows how good he is.
That's truly amazing. So that's why, let's see, PGA Tour golf courses with the most water balls. TPC Sawgrass, the Players Championship, 261. TPC Twin Cities 3M Open, 247. I mean, there must be little ponds all over the place to be wary of. 27 bodies of water. I'd be in them all the time. You know, it just is really quite something that they're dealing with that. But having a good time, and it looks like a really nice golf course to be on.
It is, and this is the best field they've ever had at that tournament. And Minnesota, you know, is a great golf state. If you think about the Ryder Cup at Hazeltine, which is just outside Minneapolis, that was in 2016. That was one of the most successful Ryder Cups ever, and they are going back to Hazeltine in Minnesota for the Ryder Cup in 2029. So the next U.S. Ryder Cup is actually going to be back in Minnesota.
Fantastic.
Great golf town.
Yes. That's perfect. And everybody can experience the water. I need to get right into the Miss Cup factor that's happening at the 3M, that happened, I should say, at 3M. There's only three more PGA Tour tournaments, right, coming up. And Tony Finau, Max Homa, Max McGreevy, Sungjae Im, Aldrich Potgieter, Johnny Kiefer, Aaron Wise, just to name a few, they didn't make the cut. That must be incredible to be so close and yet so far away at this point. Tony Finau, Max Homa, I'm kind of surprised that they didn't make it.
Well, you know, they're going in two different directions, actually. Tony Finau has been on a downslide. Max Homa is actually starting to come back a little bit. Let's go to Max first. He went through a huge equipment change a couple of years ago that I didn't particularly like, and it's taken him a long time to get used to the equipment. It was kind of an experiment, sort of in the Justin Rose kind of experimental thing that he's been doing with McLaren, and it's taken Max a little time to come back. But he is trending upward,
excellent,
whereas Tony Finau is trending downward, and nobody can seem to put their finger on what is going on with Tony Finau. The biggest, I think, theory here is that he's got a lot going on off the golf course that maybe is distracting him, but he is just a way too talented player to be playing the way he is right now. Now, having said that, you know, making the top 100 now and getting yourself into these championship series events, which are going to be the top 90 and all that, the pressure is tightening. They are tightening the screws on the eligibility on the PGA Tour, and you're going to see more and more of guys that would really surprise you that aren't going to have a playing status on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, it's and that's the thing. You know, if you don't make it into the next three, you don't have a chance for some really nice money. Some really good-looking paychecks that they're going for as they get into the final series.
Well, yeah, they are. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, everybody right now is gearing toward the playoffs, the FedEx Cup playoffs. But this is likely to be the last one as we know it. Two things are really going to change. And the FedEx Cup playoffs are held every year in August. As you know, they try to get them done before the football season. Two things are going to change. They're going to lose FedEx as the sponsor.
Ah.
And the big question is, okay, who is going to step up and pay the $600 million or whatever the huge number was that FedEx was paying? I don't know the answer to that. I'm not sure that the FedEx Cup playoffs might not go the way the World Golf Championships went, which is all of a sudden they went away. They weren't there anymore.
Wow.
They played them for 20 years, and all of a sudden they were gone. Could that happen to the playoffs? I doubt it. But I do see another big change coming with the playoffs, and that is that the final is going to be some form of match play next year.
Oh.
And I think that's something the players have always wanted. It's something that the fans wanted. It doesn't work very well for television because two things can happen. Either the top players can get knocked out early and you don't have them for the match play, or you could have matches that, you know, are blowouts and end early. I remember the Tiger Woods-Stephen Ames one where he beat him 9-8 after Ames said that he was going to upset him and Tiger showed him. That didn't work out too well for Stephen Ames. But match play is a little bit of a gamble for TV. So the question is that going
to
work?
Wow. Okay. Can we go back to FedEx? I mean, FedEx has been there for 30 years?
Well, not quite 30. It's closer to 20. But,
okay.
Yeah, they've been there a long time, and they've been sponsoring a tournament on the PGA Tour in Memphis for years and years. I don't really know what's going to happen to all that and where it's going to fit into the way this whole new world of professional golf is looking right now.
Again, how much money have they been putting in the pot for this end of the tour series?
You know, it's hard to say because they put it in on a staggering basis, and it's not just all for the playoffs. They do sponsor another tournament in Memphis, one of the tournaments. So, but it is over $200 million a year. It's a big number.
Wow. And in this economy, getting someone else to put up that kind of money, they must be scrambling behind the scenes trying to find somebody to fill in that huge gap.
Yeah, I would think it'd be a little bit difficult because if you take a look at how long it took for FedEx to actually get some traction on the playoffs, it didn't just happen in the first year. And now with all the uncertainty with the new schedule and all that, if anybody was going to invest that kind of money, they have to realize it's not going to have an immediate return. It's going to take a while.
Indeed. Very interesting insight. Thank you so much for letting us know about that one. Everything's been so comfortable. Everything has been the same, moving along, same sponsors, great television access, and seeing it all happen, unfolding, as it were. And to think that everything's changing, well, it's uncomfortable, certainly for most people. But in this economy and with all the players really working hard to get the money and move along and get the points and go up the leaderboard, it's going to be something to see to watch to see how it comes together. Lots going on. I wanted to switch over to the LPGA just for a minute, if you don't mind. Charlie Hull, one of the most incredible players on the LPGA. I can't go to the gym. All she can do is eat healthy now because she has so many injuries, her ankle ligament torn after tripping over a curb, back problems continue. She says she can't go to the gym. All she can do is eat healthy. You know, for most professional golfers, cutting back on workouts, like, you just don't do that. And she was one of those hardcore trainers. Running, weightlifting, endurance work. But all of that's not an option anymore. And she says diet is the only factor she has to manage. And now it's interesting for us because most of us don't have time to go to the gym and work out hard and get pumped up and ready to go on the course. But to know that diet can have such an impact on your game and the quality of your play, I thought that was a fascinating story. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I will tell you this. If you take a look at the history of golf that I have watched over the last 50 years and been a part of, the two guys that had the longest playing streaks ever in the Masters were Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer. And neither one of them ever went to a gym. They didn't work out. That wasn't part of the plan. And I truly believe that one of the reasons why we're having so many injuries in today's game is caused by two different things. One is the fact that everybody's trying to get more speed. They're swinging harder. They got to swing faster. And they're just pushing their body to new limits. And guys are getting hurt. There's a lot more sort of nagging injuries that you're seeing on the PGA Tour now. But the other big thing that I really believe is a factor is that golf does not have an off season, and you have to have an off season to rest your body. You know, golf has become a physically demanding game now with players trying to hit the ball further and further and further. And unless you have a 2 or 3 month break where you're actually just stopping and giving your body a rest, it is going to scream at you all year long. I really think that in this whole new next sort of 5 years of men's professional golf and women's, we got to find an off season.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, to see them get hurt, hurting themselves in a way because they're working so hard to max out their muscles and get that strength and get that distance. It's so different from Jack Nicklaus's day, Arnold Palmer's day. And I'm not saying that they, you know, weren't strong. I'm just saying that they didn't obsess about being in the gym and getting really bulked up or muscled out. I don't know what the outcome is. You know, bulking up probably isn't a good thing in golf, but all of that must, as you said, cause some problems for the body just in general. So, yeah. They really need to rethink all this and get out of the gym.
You know, one of the other issues, Danielle, is that if you look at the major championships, we just ended the Open Championship over in England. You know, that season is over. It went by so fast, I can't even believe it. Here we are, we're not even out of July yet, and we don't have another major championship until April, the Masters. Those events are all played way too close together. And when you play them that close together, two things happen. One is the players have to play a whole lot during that stretch and don't really get much time off at all. And the other thing is all the other tournaments then fill in for the rest of the year. If the majors were to end now, which they have, and not start again until the Masters, and there was a break in there, that'd be one thing. But now what you have is a whole bunch of smaller tournaments around the world that guys are playing in because they're getting appearance money or whatever it all is, and it's just all a little bit too much.
Yeah, I agreed. but it looked like it was playing tough, but it looked like it was one could enjoy the golf course. Tell us about this.
Well, I think other than St. Andrews, Birkdale's probably the most iconic of the British Open venues, and it might actually be the best test. If you look at the leaderboard, the final leaderboard, other than Ryan Fox, who was an upset winner, obviously you had Cameron Young and Sam Burns and Scotty Scheffler and Tommy Fleetwood, all top 10 players in the world. The top guys played the absolute best there. And I thought the way Birkdale played was tremendous. And I was a very dry June and July there, so the rough wasn't really a big factor. But still, it was a very difficult test to golf. And the one thing that I enjoyed watching because of that was just how quickly Ryan Fox played. He is the fastest player I have ever seen on the PGA Tour, and a lot of people could take a big lesson from Ryan Fox as to how to play the game.
Right on. That's good. I need to ask you about Scottie Scheffler now, and he's number one in the world, and yet he doesn't play like a number one Tiger Woods. We don't see him at the top of the leaderboard, winning. What's the difference? That's a crazy question to throw at you, but you know, there's Tiger Woods, number one in the world, always at the top, and Scottie Scheffler, just kind of not there quite, but still number one in the world.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. One is Scottie Scheffler is not Tiger Woods, and he doesn't have Tiger's personality. He doesn't react to the fans like Tiger did. He's not an electric, kind of player that creates a lot of energy on the course at all. That is not Scottie Scheffler. He's a very quiet, dedicated man, goes about his business, and he's the best player in the world. But he's never going to create enthusiasm amongst the fans like Tiger Woods does. The other thing with Scottie is he's got two flaws that are minor flaws, but they both come to light every once in a while. One is his putting. He can go through some bad putting stretches, and Tiger didn't putt great all the time, but he never really had a whole lot of bad stretches where he putted, just like Scottie has had some bad ones. And the other thing, Scottie's iron play has really fallen off. That has been his biggest problem this year. If you take a look at where he is ranked in proximity to the hole on his approach shots, it's not good at all. And there's a trend occurring there that he's got to try to fix. How's he going to do that? Is he going to do it in the fall after the whole season is over? It's not a Ryder Cup year. It is a President's Cup year. But I would think he's going to have to step back at the end of this season, whenever that is for him, and say, you know what, I got to get myself back on track here for starting 2027.
I love it because, you know, 3 years ago, he was like on it. And it's perplexing. You know, it's like, wait a second, Scotty, we know what you can do. And ouch, I feel for you. You know, that's just the way I feel about it. It's just been a really good year. And I hope, as you said, I hope he can do it. Watching 3M has been very interesting for me. Just watching the whole, but I can't not mention Michael Kim shooting that 59, 14 under par. Big field, good-looking course. Were you surprised when that 59 came through?
Yeah, I was really surprised. I didn't see it happening there. Today's going to be a very interesting day to see how Michael Kim responds. You know, you would expect him to go out and shoot probably somewhere in the high 60s, but following up a round like that, with another one today, and then, you know, having to kind of, you know, he'll have played a few holes and look at yesterday's card and say, wow, I was already four under at this point, and now I'm only even par. What did I do wrong? There's going to be a lot of pressure on Michael Kim. I wouldn't be surprised to see him go out and shoot like 70, 71, 72, somewhere in there.
Yeah, and that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, you go lights out one day, and the next day it just doesn't roll for you, but the putting has been quite amazing. Watching him putt, I was just beautiful stroke with that putter. Is there anything I should bring up that you wanted to talk about?
No, I think it's big news that we got another LPGA event coming to Hawaii over at Nanea in March. That is going to be quite a spectacle over there. So, you know, we went from having a whole lot of tournaments a few years ago to almost no tournaments a year ago, and now we're starting to get them back.
That's great. And what is, do you have the name of the tournament so we can talk
about it? Yes, it's the Nanea Cup. It's the Nanea Cup, and it's basically a tournament that's been created to showcase college players alongside the LPGA players. I think there's going to be 95 LPGA players, 25 collegiates, the top teams in the country, and it's going to be a great showcase for the Big Island and Nanea. And I'm hearing they're not even going to have ropes and stakes. They're going to let people kind of wander around out there and get close to the golf, and it'll be sort of like an older style experience.
Yes, that sounds fantastic. And on the note of the LPGA, I think it was Jenny Shin who said, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, what I was playing. She was recalling her first Lynx golf experience. You know, the charm of Lynx, we've talked about it. She shot 66, 67, a five-shot lead after 36 holes, Dundonald Lynx. So this is terrific to hear. You know, Charlie Hull also doing well, but not quite as well as Jenny. So really great to hear that we're going to have a tournament, and it's going to be an LPGA tournament, the Nanea Cup. Thank you so much, Mark Rolfing. I had no idea. I got to follow this one.
Take care, Danielle.
You too. Aloha. Coming back right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. Jason Dygart, Director of Instruction, Golf Tech Honolulu, will be with us. Some tips coming up. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun? Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Oh, is the rain coming again? Yeah, it's a 20% chance that it's going to rain today. To help you through the, you know, difficulties of life, Aloha Powers, the rain is coming sale features Honda generators, pumps, chainsaws, whackers, trimmers, whole lot more, and 25% off in some cases, up to 25% off on those generators, pumps, chainsaws, weed whackers, trimmers, and of course, a whole lot more. We have service and parts and accessories for every rider, from home to commercial sized. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Who do you call when your home appliance isn't working? Pacific Repair Services. Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does repairs, maintenance, and sales. Call us at 808-736-4080 or find us on the web at prscares.com. We fix, maintain, and sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, and dishwashers at fabulous prices. Rely on Pacific Repair Services because your home appliances have to work. What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Jason Dygart, PGA member, director of instruction at Golf Tech Honolulu. He's the center manager as well. Certified golf instructor, 25 years of coaching experience, Titleist Performance Institute certified. He's taught over 20,000 lessons in his 25 years plus. Aloha section teacher, coach of the year in 2021. And he won the senior division title at Mid-Pac Open. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jason.
Thank you, Danielle. That was quite the introduction.
Well, you're quite amazing, frankly. You've been teaching and getting to know your students for a long time. Is there a trend that you see in general? This just came to me out of the top of the world here. You know, is there something different about golfers and what they want today versus 15 years ago?
I would say the trend is probably leaning towards speed and distance. As you know, that's probably the biggest thing that you see more of and more of in the game now, is this desire to hit the ball a long ways, not so much concern about where it's going, but just how to hit it farther. Yeah.
Yes, I understand that, because, you know, if you make contact with the ball, you're so happy and you sound so good, and there she goes, you know, and you want it to go far, but sometimes far isn't good. But I was talking to Mark Rolfing before having you come on the show, and we were talking about the danger of over building your body or, you know, and wanting that distance. And maybe that's not necessarily the best thing for the body. Your thoughts on it?
Well, I think that's definitely something to think about for the body. If you're pushing the body and swinging faster, you got to make sure that you're training the proper muscles that support that. You know, you're certainly bound to injury or asking for injury if you're going about that the wrong way. And I think that's why you probably see more and more golf injuries today with players regarding that. And so that is definitely a balance that we want to take as golf instructors and making sure that when we're working with players on their speed, they are, you know, doing what they have to do with their body to support that kind of extreme muscle movement, fast movement.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to hurt yourself to the point where you can't play for a while. You know, you've got to rest the body and get back into, but your teaching style, I'm just reading some of the articles about you. You're more data-driven, insights, personalized swing instruction, using advanced motion measurement and video technology, analyzing mechanics like the hip and shoulder rotation. Can you talk to that?
Yes. So I've been at Golf Tech Honolulu for almost 20 years, and not quite as long as you've been doing your radio show, Danielle. But I do remember when we were back in, I don't know if you recall this, you probably do, but when you were down at Golf Tech and we did a couple segments and we were working on your swing, that was probably 10 years ago, I would say.
Yeah.
Now the technology is, you know, technology with this stuff keeps getting better and better. Motion measurement, we now use an OptiMotion system at Golf Tech. We don't have to wear harnesses anymore. Now it's all done with high-definition cameras and amazing software where we can capture a whole bunch of data points on your body, how the body is moving, how the hips and shoulders are turning, and your body is swaying and tilting, and it helps golfers understand cause and effect better. You couple that with our use of video, and I love teaching with it because it gives the golfer just a better idea of what they're doing in their swing and how to practice more efficiently and more effectively.
You know, I was wondering, efficiently and effectively is so important, and the body, of course, can only take so much pounding, but when you do it in a way that is not stressful to the body, and you do it carefully, as you were talking about needing to, you know, the advanced motion measurement and video technology that you have to analyze the mechanics like the hip and the shoulder rotation. What would you do with somebody coming like off the golf course, frustrated with the situation? They can't seem to get anything right. They come to you, and where would you start?
Well, first off, I mean, it's a great question because we get it every day. And I think we certainly want golf to be fun for people. It's a game. And if you're not enjoying it, you're frustrated.
Yep.
It's not that fun of a game. So, yeah, the first thing, Danielle, is to really figure out, you know, what's frustrating. What's the mishit? You know, are they chunking it too much? Are they slicing it? Are they just not making good contact? So using video, you know, we can really, really identify the problem. That's the key thing, is identify what's going on. So then we can go about figuring, all right, what do we need to do to help you hit the ball better? And usually it's a fairly quick fix. A lot of players aren't quite sure what's going on when they're mishitting it. So being able to figure that out fairly quickly and then figuring out, okay, what's the best route for us to take to help you start hitting the ball more solidly, straighter. I mean, it's really it's a fun thing as a coach. I think I speak for just about every golf coach out there. It's really a fun experience to help someone that's really frustrated. They love the game, but they're not having that much fun. And if you can help them figure out what's going on and hit that ball straight again, it's really it's a great feeling as a coach. And it definitely makes golf more enjoyable for people when they are hitting it better.
Yes. One of my biggest problems, and you probably remember this, I can't seem to keep my eye on the ball. I seem to want to look to see where the ball has gone before I've even struck it. You know, I'm in the midst of my swing, and instead of keeping my head down until I make contact, I'm moving my head up. It's like a curiosity monkey on my back, and I don't know how to get it. That's why I haven't been playing golf very much lately.
Say that last part one more time.
That's why I haven't been playing golf that much lately, because I can't seem to make good contact. I seem to always have to look at where the ball has gone, even though I haven't hit it yet. You know, it's this strange obsession. Yes.
Yes. You know, it's certainly a lot of things, right? Looking up probably results in topping the ball or hitting thin shots or sometimes even missing it.
Yep.
And I think a lot of players sometimes have, you know, an aversion to hitting the ground because they're, you know, if they really stay down on the ball and they hit the ground before the ball, that's no good, and it kind of hurts a little bit. So it is kind of good to find that you kind of got to find that balance between standing up and missing the ball or really trying to stay down and, you know, hitting the ground first. So, in general, I would start without even a ball and just maybe put a tee in the ground and just start with some short swings and get the feel of being able to get that low point, a nice shallow divot, and then build up from there. I mean, I would want to be able to do this with some short shots and then just build into longer swings and then kind of find out what's the key for the player to be successful with that.
Wow. Okay. I know that at Golf Tech, it's all personalized. And you're looking for a consistent improvement, which is so important for the body to get comfortable in the groove, kind of get into it. And as you said, you know, maybe not even putting the ball on the tee, just practicing hitting the tee, or however you decide. When people come in, do you have time to talk with them about what they want and what they need and how you'd go about helping them?
Definitely, yeah. So when a student comes in, I mean, a lot of it is getting them to execute a good pre-shot routine. You hear it a lot, but players, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But if inconsistent contact is one of the things that they're dealing with, I want to make sure that their pre-shot routine includes something that deals with low point and being able to build some consistency and confidence doing that before they hit the ball every single time. That way they start building confidence and they get better at it for sure.
Excellent. Charlie Hull. She can't go to the gym anymore. She's got so many issues with her body and injuries to her body. She says, I can't really go to the gym or anything. The only thing she can do is to eat healthy. And I thought, wow. You know, that just tells you that sometimes what you put into your body and what your body is using for muscle and all the stuff that it needs. And then to know that, you know, you don't necessarily have to go work out and strengthen your muscles and do all of that to enjoy the game of golf. That it, you know, she can't do the running and the weightlifting and the endurance work. It's not an option anymore.
You know, I think I would probably, you know, get rid of the weights and the stuff that adds extra stress to your joints and muscles and just be doing exercises, without the weights, whether it's stretching and just, certain yoga, different things like that, that don't involve weights that put all that extra strain on your joints. Even swinging a club, just the, the weight of the club or sometimes a little bit heavier club is helpful for that. But I think if a player's not able to work out with weights, I don't think it's necessary for continuing to improve your game and improve your body. One other thing I really like with balancing out the body, because golf is such a unilateral sport on the body, is working out left-handed swings with players and trying to, or opposite-handed swings with players to help them even out the one-sidedness of golf and what that can do to the body.
Very good. I haven't heard that yet. I like that.
Danielle, you got to start swinging left-handed in your office there, just 10 left-handed swings every day.
I don't have a problem with that at all, sir. And I like this one. It's a quote from you folks. We believe every golfer has a unique swing, and our goal is to help you unlock your full potential through customized coaching, advanced technology, and a supportive learning environment. So tell us, how do we get into your fabulous Golf Tech Honolulu Center?
Yeah, so Golf Tech, we've been in the same location down 510 Pi'ikoi. We're going on, 20 years.
Wow.
The initial session that all golfers do is called a game evaluation, and that's where we take a player. Now, if you're a total beginner, we work with total beginners too, and then it's really building, helping a player build a solid golf game, just with good fundamentals, grip, balance, setup, ball position, all those things, and using a camera and video is very helpful for that. For more experienced players, we have this game evaluation where we look at all parts of your game from, hitting drivers to approach shots and short game, and really help them assess what areas of the game are they pretty good at and what areas need better, define their goals, and then work with them on a consistent basis to help them reach that. So that is usually done, I think generally weekly lessons or maybe a lesson every other week, kind of depends on the player and how much they play in practice. But get down to Golf Tech, check us out. If you want to reach us by phone, 808-441-0105 is the telephone number. We have a good team of really experienced coaches that work with all skill levels, and we'll come up with a plan to help you reach your golf goals.
Awesome.
And so I would also say that right now we have our summer sale going on, so you can save up to 25% off our lesson plans. So it's a good time to get going with Golf Tech.
Right on. Summer sale now. And the number is 808-441-0105. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us and getting down, to the nitty gritty, Jason.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Thank you for having me. I know it's been a long time, but I'd love to. Get you back down to Golf Tech and take a look at the swing and see if where we can't get a couple things going with you that will help you get back out there.
That would be terrific. I'll give you a call. Thank you.
Thanks, Danielle.
Okay, aloha. We're going to come back. Adam Shupak, senior writer for Golf Week magazine, is in the clubhouse with us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Adam Shupak, senior writer, Golf Week magazine, author, Dean Beeman, golf's driving force. He's been, as he says, lugging his laptop and his golf bag and following the sun to write about golf since 1997. He's worked for the PGA Tour, World Golf Hall of Fame, joined Golf Week in 2006, covers the PGA Tour, of course, the business of golf, while, of course, contributing to golf travel when he can, and architecture. Welcome into the clubhouse, Adam.
Dad, I do all that? I guess, yeah. I do. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. I got to start with something really offbeat because it just made me laugh. According to Golf Channel, 17-year-old Banks Steele was disqualified last year at Trinity Forest. His mistake? Well, in the second round after his caddy, whom he hired for that week, his caddy measured the wind by throwing his hat into the air. Not once, but twice. What they, the two of them, Banks and the caddy, didn't know, this was a breach of a rule, Rule 4.3A, 2. That rule states that the golfer or his caddy cannot use an artificial object to gauge wind speed. While it seemed innocuous to Steele, as the writer says, and his caddy, that hat was considered an artificial object. And throwing a blade of grass is allowed, but not a hat. There are so many rules that we have to remember, don't you think?
Too many. I don't know how we're supposed to do it all. I was confused last week at the British Open how Scottie Scheffler, you know, hit one into on 17 and his shot into the way right into trouble and he ended up getting into the stands and he got a free drop because they couldn't even find the ball. He didn't want them to. It just. A little sketchy.
He did. Yeah, could you just lose that one and we can start over? Yeah, you can't really blame him. What was your takeaway from last week's tournament?
Well, I hope we'll remember it for the great play of Ryan Fox, what he did down the stretch, 4 birdies in the last 6 holes. You know, a kind of a journeyman who got a late start turning pro, not till 25, didn't get out to the DP World Tour to 30 and the PGA Tour to 37 to win at 39 with really he had never finished in the top 15 in any major during his career, and he knew he had his one chance, and he just went for it. He pulled the driver on 18 and said, "I'm going to go down swinging. If I screw this up, well, I'll live with it. But I want, this is my best chance, is to win it now, and you know, avoid going to a playoff with Cam Young, who was in the clubhouse at 9 under,
yeah,
and just hit the best drive of his that he could hit there, and you know, he had gotten a couple bad breaks and kind of overcame them on a previous holes at 15 and 17, and was really going to remember the resiliency and a guy chasing his dream and grabbing it by the throat.
Yeah, kind of. Well, Michael Kim, yeah, 59 at 3M. You know, 14 under at the top of the leaderboard. Were you surprised?
Same sort of thing where he just said, you know, I want to be in the history books. So I decided to go for it. He wasn't going to leave that putt short. It almost seemed like he hit it too hard, but it went right in the heart of the cup. And you'll love to see that. You'll love to see a guy, you know, same sort of thing. He birdied the last four holes on Friday at TPC Twin Cities to shoot 59, 15th guy to do it. You know, we're seeing it happen a little more regularly, but still, anytime someone does it, I don't know about you, but to me, 59 is 59. That's pretty rare air.
Amen. Yes. 59 kept going. 59? Wait a second. 59? He shot a 59? I was shaking my head. Wait a second. 59s don't happen that often. And you're in the middle of a golf course? Then there was Emilio Grillo, Ben Knowles, Chandler Phillips, all tied at 11 under. And number one in the world, Scottie Scheffler, tied for, 13 going into the weekend at 3M Open. I don't mean to harp on Scottie Scheffler, but I just want to know what's missing. What do you see when you watch him play?
Yeah, you know, you look at the numbers, and he's kind of having as good a year as last year. He's just not getting the W's. A lot of you know, 5 second places already this season. You know, he was very close at the majors. Could have won multiple of them. Asked him which one, you know, what he was most frustrated about, and he just said all of them. He said he couldn't pick one of them. But the funny thing is he's actually putting the best of his career this season. But I don't know how they're figuring that number, because it just seems like in a couple of the majors he's putted terribly, and he was dreadful. He couldn't make anything. He didn't make a putt of more than 7 feet for a stretch of 59 holes last week at the Open Championship. And eventually, the fact that he was right there at the end anyway, despite the fact he couldn't make a putt for his life, just shows you how great a golf he's playing still. It's just, if he doesn't win this week, he's probably going to win the next time he tees it up. I still, you know, he's still by far and away world number one, and this is not a drought we have to worry about. But, it is for him. It's a drought right now, because this is the longest time he's gone. And since he got that first win, the longest time he had gone between first and second win, I think, was no more than 28 days. He had won pretty quickly every year after getting that first one. And this year, I think he's coming up to, I wrote 173 days or so.
Wow.
So it's been a while. He won in January at the American Express, and ever since, it's just been a lot of close calls. And, it feels like it's been a while since we've seen his son run out onto the green and hold the trophy or do something cute.
Yeah.
That was like a weekly event the last couple of years since his birth.
Did you get a chance to speak, like, with Scottie Scheffler or any of the players about when they're in a lull, we'll just call it a lull, and how they work their way out of it?
Yeah, that's always tricky.
I know.
Scottie's going with the idea of everything's okay. Like, I just haven't won events, but I'm doing everything right. I'm just going to prepare the best I can, and I think he feels like he's not getting too stressed out over it. But yeah, some of these other guys, when it gets to be like Jordan Spieth right now, it's more than 4 years since his last win. He was supposed to play in the 3M, and he pulled out after committing to it, which was a little surprising to see. I think, you know, he had won the last time they played at Birkdale in incredible fashion, and 9 years later, it's like, what's wrong with Jordan? He hasn't won a major since. He hasn't won very often since. And, you know, he's still young. He's still pretty young for, you know, he made this point that, like, Phil Mickelson hadn't won any majors yet at this point in his career. So he's still got a good window of time. And I think he went home feeling pretty low from the British Open last week and after missing the cut. I don't know what's wrong with him. And it just seems like he's in a rut right now, and he's going to have to work pretty hard to get out of it.
Yeah. Interesting. Cause there's so much money on the line and so much just hangs over them of having to accomplish X, Y, and Z. And then we hear that, you know, FedEx is not going to continue. Have you delved into that? Who's going to come up and take over for FedEx with a, I don't know how many millions of dollars that they put in to make sure the purse is nice, right?
Yeah, I think it's a little early to really know what's going to happen there. But the tour is going to look very different in 2028. That I think it's safe to say. And how the FedEx Cup will factor into that is there's still, I think some of those decisions are still evolving. You know, there's a lot of tournaments trying to decide whether they want to be in the top tier or be part of that challenger, the second tour.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's some difficult conversations being held right now with tournament sponsors. You know, not everybody's going to love the final results, I don't think. And, you know, we've already seen over by you, Hawaii, say we'd rather be the Champions Tour. I think that was a great move to think about it. Probably going to pay a little less money and get some really notable players coming back, guys who have won in the Sony in the past. I think that's going to be a great event and a great start to the season for the Champions Tour to have those two events in Hawaii and Ernie Els and Zach Johnson and all these guys that have had success over the years returning to the Big Island and stuff. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if some other tour events said, you know what, we'd like to be with the Champions Tour, but you know, it's going to take a little bit of time before any of that gets resolved. We're kind of in a wait and see mode. We should know a little bit more around the tour championship the next time Brian Rolapp speaks about the state of the tour. But, you know, so I think this next month is pretty pivotal.
You know, the challenger aspect, it reminds me of like, it's like the PGA Tour now has a live component. Does that sound weird?
I don't know. Explain that to me. What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, there's going to be two levels, right? There's the main event tournaments that are going to be played, and then there's the Challenger Series. I don't understand the difference between the two, and in my mind, it almost makes me feel like it's a second tier down.
Definitely.
Right, but it also makes me think of LIV Golf. It's like LIV Golf is second tier too. It's not. And in all of this, I don't understand how such a great industry, the golf world, can be going through such change, and it doesn't look like it's really good change. It's confusing to the fans.
I don't know. I think it does simplify things because there's always kind of been this two tours, but it never has been really spoken about in a clear enough way, and now you know what you are. You're either on the A tour or the B tour.
Okay.
And if you're on the B tour, you want to work your way to the A tour, and if you're on the A tour, you want to stay there, and you know you're hoping to cash in and stay in that top 90. But you can set every player is going to be able to set their schedule and know where they're what tournaments they're in. So I think there's a lot of I think they did do a good job of making it easier for the fan to understand who's going to be playing and what they're playing for.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And they're keeping the meritocracy where, you know, if Phil Mickelson didn't play well and live, he didn't lose his spot. The only guy who really lost his spot, I feel like, on live was Henrik Stenson, got bumped out for this season. But there was very little. It was they kind of handpicked who they wanted and who they didn't. And whereas the PGA Tour, if Jordan Spieth keeps struggling, he might end up on the B Tour, and that'll be a great draw for those challenger events if he's there. But you know, they're not going to be, at least, you know, what we're hearing is there's not going to be sponsor exemptions into the A league. So, you know, if you don't make it, you're not going to get a free handout because you're Jordan Spieth or Ricky Fowler or some really popular player, which has been kind of a complaint of some of the players in the recent years as those guys keep getting into all the signature events.
Okay. All right. Making sure that if that's your where you should be, that's where you're going to stay. You're not going to be able to talk your way back
to the
A series. Yes. Okay. Okay. Now, Keegan Bradley and Brian Harman, 22 guys fighting to keep their playoff hopes alive, right? Because there's only 3 weeks left, right, in the season.
Two more weeks after the 3M. And those guys entered this week on the outside looking in, along with, you know, some other players like Andrew Novak, who had won last year and had a great year. He's not playing quite as well this year. So, yeah, these guys are all, you know, fighting for position. They want to get into the top 70. That way they're guaranteed a spot for next year. Then they got to get to the top 50. That's the real big one to get into all the signature events. So there's still a lot to be playing for. The majors are over, but the playoffs are coming, and the President's Cup's right behind that. And then these guys who don't get into the playoffs, they'll have the seven events of the fall try to save their card. Otherwise, you know, they're going to Q school or, you know, getting demoted to the Korn Ferry Tour and have to try to work their way back up and play for a lot less money.
Yeah, and speaking of money, I mean, all of this travel they have to pay for themselves, where they stay, where, you know, they eat, it's expensive. Do they have independent sponsors? People who, you know, if you're from Hawaii and you're off and doing this and maybe someone in the islands, a business has sponsored you, does that happen?
Yeah, for sure. You know, all those logos on their shirt and on their hat those are things that are helping to pay for those type of expenses that are paying for their swing instructor and their health team. You know, the guy that stretched their chiropractor.
Yeah,
and all.
Right.
It's become, you know, these guys have full teams that they're having to pay for themselves. It's the old, you got to make money, you got to spend money. And these guys, they do have a lot of expenses involved in footing a team of people that help them try to be in the best position to win tournaments and big purses.
Wow. I just hope for all of them to be successful, because what do you do if you don't, you know, you've got this shining star that you just want to be a part of, and you're just working really hard on your game, on your life to get into that place. And kudos to all of them for chasing the dream that they have. It's really something. I just
It can be a lonely experience out there. There is no real team, and you know the Live has some team events, but you know, PGA Tour, you're a one man band, and you've got these. You're counting on your caddy and your swing instructor and people that believe in you and help you. But really, when you get out there, it's all up to you to hit those shots, and you eat what you kill. And there's a lot of pressure. And if you get on one of these runs, a good young talent, Neil Shipley. I was looking at his stats. He missed 9 of his first 10 cuts this year. I made the cut this week, but you know, he hasn't finished better than T30, and he's in a position where he's probably going to have to go back to the Korn Ferry Tour for another year of seasoning if he can't get his act together in the next little stretch.
Wow. And that is the way it is. Gee, it's really good talking with you. Thank you for taking the time out. Is there something that you wanted to get across that I didn't give you a chance to?
Nope, that sounds all good. Keep reading me on Golf Week, and I look forward to being on the show again soon.
Oh, excellent. Adam Shupak, he's the senior writer for Golf Week magazine. And, this is what I wanted to ask you. Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force, are you working on another book?
I'm just trying to keep my family going and enjoy raising time with my daughter. I was working on a story today and missed going to gymnastics and missed going to the library with my wife and daughter. So, yeah, I love writing, but, you know, it is time consuming and it takes me, it's kind of a selfish pursuit. So the book that I've been working on is kind of on the back burner at the moment.
Okay. All right. Just checking in because you're a good dad, good husband. And thank you so much for being on the show. You are. Adam Shupak, senior writer, Golf Week. Thanks for being in the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle. Have a great one.
You too. Aloha. And we're coming back with Steve Greiner after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Aloha power. The rain. Yeah, we're going to have 20% chance of rain on Oahu at least. And of course, it's coming to help you through the chaos. Aloha Power's The Rain is Coming sale features Honda generators, pumps and chainsaws and weed whackers and trimmers and a whole lot more. And now up to 25% off. And we've got service and parts and accessories for every rider, from home to commercial sized. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and it's done really quick. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. I just wanted to bring up that, the weather forecast with breezy conditions, mostly sunny, East Honolulu. Also, Metro, as they say, National Weather Service, Honolulu Metro, and the Ewa Plain. The winds are out of the northeast, about 20 miles per hour. So if you're going to go out and play a round of golf, expect those strong winds out of the northeast. Chilly, too. And a chance of rain about 20% across the board. High between 82 and 88. That's it. So looking for a tee time. Let's start off on the Big Island. Volcano has an 832, a 924, and a 1048. And I don't know whether we've got fountaining at Volcano, but across when you're on the golf course, and it's amazing, amazing view. Makalei, 842, 918, and 1050. Let's go to Kauai, 836 at Poipu, 952, and 1108 as well. And the Warriors are on the golf course. Kauai Lagoons has a 9 o'clock and a 1036. On Oahu, Pearl at Kalaoao, there's an 838, a 912, an 1122. The Divers are on the course. I don't know why. I don't know how many water features there are at Kalaoao. Okay, Turtle Bay. Let's get up there. 948, 1050, 1142. Royal Hawaiian Golf Course. There's an 850, a 906, and an 1136. We've got Bayview, 908, 1040. And Ewa Beach, 840, 1010, and 1156. Now going to Wailea on Maui. Gold Course, 8:30, 9:30, 10:40. Emerald, 8:50, 9:18, 1108. Blue, 9:18, 10:10. And we've got Maui Nui. There's also an 8:50 at last check, 9:36, 10:42. And that's what we've got for you. And right after this, we're coming back with Steve Greiner, PGA, founder of Links to Freedom.
Who do you call when your home appliance isn't working? Pacific Repair Services. Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does repairs, maintenance, and sales. Call us at 808-736-4080 or find us on the web at prscares.com. We fix, maintain, and sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, and dishwashers at fabulous prices. Rely on Pacific Repair Services, because your home appliances have to work. What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
Well, he's founder of Links to Freedom. It used to be called the U.S. Army Wounded Warrior Golf Program. His name is Steve Greiner, PGA, 2016 National Patriot Award recipient, creator of PGA Best Practices Golf Program, used by all Wounded Warrior programs. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Oh, excellent. It's a beautiful day in Hawaii. How is it where you are?
It's okay. It's cooled down. It's been, you know, the summer in central Virginia gets very humid. And we've gone through a stretch of really hot weather. And then with the humidity, it feels like it's over 100.
Oh.
And the golf courses get under stress. But the last couple of days, it's cooled down, so hopefully the worst is behind us.
Oh, I hope so. K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. When you talk about anything over 100 and then you add the humidity, it must be draining. I'd have a hard time getting on the golf course. How do folks deal with that? Do you still have golfers? Of course you still have golfers playing in 100-degree temperatures, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, with our program, a lot of them have significant medical conditions. So really one of the big messages is safety. And we talk a lot about hydration and utilizing all the great equipment that's out here, you know, that we have now in golf sunscreen and, you know, various clothing now that protects you from the sun. And we even at times will say, if you feel any discomfort, golf's all about fun. A lot of our people, our goal is to help them get back to a normal life where we're not preparing them for the U.S. Amateur or the U.S. Open. And so it's recreational. We're using it as a tool to help them. So if they feel discomfort, we also encourage them, you know, to say, hey, it's kind of hot out there. I'm going to take a break.
Yeah, right on. There are over 3.7 million disabled veterans in the United States, many of them struggling to find a sense of normalcy and reconnect with civilian life and their families. The Links to Freedom Golf Foundation was formed to implement Wounded Warrior and Disabled Veteran rehabilitative golf programs at military and civilian golf facilities nationwide to help aid in that struggle. And the Links to Freedom mission is to restore a sense of normalcy to our wounded warriors, disabled veterans, their families, and caregivers through rehabilitative and adaptive golf programs. Tell us how you got into this, Steve.
Well, you know, I was, when 9/11 hit, I was blessed with being the PGA Director of Golf at Fort Belvoir, which a golf club, which is the closest golf facility to the Pentagon and Washington, D.C. So time flies. I guess our 25th anniversary of 9/11 is coming up. And in one form or another, we've been, me, and when I say we, me and my team at Fort Belvoir have been doing this for well over 20 years. And when a lot of our my customers started getting deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, and they were coming back wounded, Fort Belvoir was part of Walter Reed. I really felt the need that that our golf program needed to step up and provide a respite. At first, I really wasn't trained. I don't know if anybody at the time really was, to deal with the injuries that we dealt with, and we kind of learned as we went along. But originally, after 9/11, we wanted it to be, you know, a support group and a respite from being deployed to the Middle East.
There are two quotes that I found. Number one, I believe the golf program got me out of the barracks, around people, and socializing a bit. And the other one, for the first time since being injured, my son is not afraid of me or me of him. Now, that gives me what we call chicken skin in Hawaii, or goosebumps. Just, you know, it's that such, it's a powerful to reconnect the person with the child and the child with the adult, their father, you know, or mother. It's not just men, it's also women. I'm assuming that you have both men and women in your Wounded Warrior program.
Yes, we include the families, and a lot of the wounded, we call them in the military world, the wounded, ill, and injured. Long story I won't bore you with, but many of our wounded, ill, and injured are women, and but we include the families because they were all, at the time, the military person generally was severely wounded, and the family is affected by that on many levels. And so we have always welcomed the immediate family members into the program.
That's beautiful. Now, when it comes to your growth and restructuring, links to freedom, what kind of changes are you planning, or if any?
Well, these are all, I would think these are good problems to have, in that we have experienced growth, and we are in other military installations. And as a result, I started to think that I was getting away from what my best skill set is, and that was curriculum, teaching, adaptive techniques, making sure the other professionals have access to the information they need to coach. And then I started finding myself off, you know, raising money and holding events and, you know, doing administrative things. And so over the last two or three years, I sought to recruit people, and we switched things around, and I think we'll be able to serve the military and the wounded, ill, and injured much better. I brought on another PGA professional for player development and overseeing the different sites that we have. And we have a new executive director in my old position, Kelly Vandenberg. And she has great skills with administration and fundraising and website and all these things, that I started thinking that, you know, maybe it would be better to get a professional in those positions, and I get back to making sure we stay on the cutting edge of good techniques and good curriculum.
How do we, let's say somebody wants to be involved, how do we get in touch or make a donation? How do we reach out to you?
Well, we have a great website, thanks to Kelly, linkstofreedom.org. So that's links like golf links, L-I-N-K-S-T-O, freedom, all one word, .org. And you can hear all about, if someone goes on the site, they can make a donation. They can also find out about our annual Veterans Day event, which is pretty special. And this year, we'll continue that tradition. We also have a commemorative Ping bag on their website, Ping Golf. You go to golf bags, and Ping has been incredible with adaptive and military support, and they have a bag commemorating our program. And so, but if you go on linkstofreedom.org, you can get all the information for donation and everything that's going on with us.
Fantastic. Linkstofreedom.org. Do we have a program yet in Hawaii, a Links to Freedom?
Well, you know, I've always wanted one, and for various reasons. You know, we were the U.S. Army Wounded Warrior Program. In many respects, we still are, but we really couldn't get it funded through the Department of Defense. And there were legitimate reasons for that.
Sure.
And that's why we formed Links to Freedom. So our growth is really self-sustained at this point. But recently, we have been researching Hawaii because we know how important it is for the care of military families. And so if anyone is interested in knowing more about that, any of your listeners on any level of support, they can contact me or they can get mine and Kelly's info on the website.
Excellent. Again, that's linkstofreedom.org. There have been some dramatic changes in situations, but it surprised me because while on the one hand you say there's much less physical injury, but there's more depression, PTSD, and even suicide.
Correct. I think, you know, a lot of us who follow news in general hear about that 22 people a day commit suicide and so forth. And I think as we've gotten away from there being direct wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, now it's more the aftermath. For many years, the people that were coming to the program were missing limbs or they got blown up, causing a traumatic brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a lot of that combat has died down. But now you have the aftermath. And, you know, TBI with post-traumatic stress is a recipe for a lot of issues, you know, nightmares and alcoholism, domestic drugs. And so I think hopefully what's going on today doesn't escalate to where we have troops coming back wounded like we did. But we are dealing with a lot of depression and post-traumatic stress. And not that we still don't get physical injuries. We do. But the aftermath has posed. And I guess, you know, I've learned you can send people off to war, but you better be ready. They're young people that are going to need care for, you know, their whole lives. And that's what's happening. And that's kind of, I think, the focus of Links to Freedom currently.
Good, good, wonderful. I just noticed a note, fundraising. It's an annual event at Winchester Country Club in Virginia. What's that all about?
Yes, about an hour and a half west of the city. It started out about, I should know this, but I want to say 10 years ago, a private club with a lot of great people that many of whom happened to be veterans, and they knew about Links to Freedom. I'm happy to say a lot of people have joined the effort, and there's many programs now in different forms helping the military, but Winchester supported us, and it has really evolved into an incredible event with guest speakers and warriors telling their story, literally bringing people to tears, and veterans from Vietnam and or veterans maybe when we weren't in wartime, hosting, you know, the people that gave so much. And it's become an incredible event, November 6th and 7th in Virginia at Winchester Country Club. And anyone who wants to get involved, we would love to hear from them. They can contact through the website. My contact info is there with Kelly. But it's a real special event and our biggest event each year.
Again, that's Links, L-I-N-K-S, to Freedom, altogether, .org. And that's how you can find Steve Greiner, PGA, founder of Links to Freedom, and creator of PGA Best Practices Golf Program, used by all the Wounded Warrior programs. Thank you very much, Steve, for going in depth with us. And thank you for continuing to work so hard to keep everything together for our wounded warriors, to take care of them. Well, really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Danielle, for giving us a platform to tell our story and all you do for the golf community and for the military community as a military mom.
So yeah.
Thank you. Right back at you.
My son put 27 years into the U.S. Army, and he is, I think he's getting out. he's leaving after 27 years. He wants to go up to the big sky country, I think it is, set up his family. Nice countryside. Thank you again for being... I digress.
Okay, Danielle, and hopefully I'll see you in Hawaii.
That would be terrific. All right, I look forward to it. Aloha. All right, well, I just want to thank you for being a part of the show today and being on the air with me, so to speak. LPGA, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, what I was playing. So said Jenny Shin, recalling her first Lynx golf experience. We totally get the charm of Lynx golf, but what we don't get is, you know, how do you shoot 66 and 67 and take a five-shot lead after 36 hole at Donald Links, or how you make 50 putts in two rounds when certified Links pro Charlie Hull. Oh, these are just wonderful. I'm running out of time, so I have to thank the people who make this show possible. First off, welcome to the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, good fun. It's Aloha Powers, the so hot and humid riding mower sale. Make your work faster and easier. You want them? We've got them. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment. It's open Monday through Saturday in Iwile. It's near the Costco gas station, kind of right next door, and in Waipahu. And the Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. It is the gift that lasts forever. For self, health, friendship, and family, go golf. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at the Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea Maui. If you're on Maui, go check it out. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional, and the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. You know, they can't find you if you don't have a sign. People will go around and around and around, around the block and never find. You know what I'm talking about. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.